آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر.
Commissioner, you said that you were surprised at to hear that you know, separated families were still being refused. And the reason I've asked you about when the guidelines were issued is that my office has had significant numbers of contacts from people who are still separated from their families because they have had their applications refused. And I won't mention any names, but there was a rejection of a family separated where the mother is in Melbourne, the husband and child are in India, and they were rejected on the 7th of August, so, you know, quite recently rejected. Another one, a 34-week-old pregnant woman who's in Nepal with their four-year-old daughter. Their husband is in Tasmania, and they were rejected just over 2 weeks ago. And I mean, we have 29 cases. Well, hang on, the point I'm trying to make is we have large numbers of cases on the books in my office. People are applying every week and still being rejected. Cases where parents are separated from their children, we have 29 cases on the books in my office where people are still separated. Cases where partners are separated from each other, we have 85 cases on the books in my office. So I just ask you, given that you've agreed to take on notice the provision of the guidelines, would you be prepared to take administrative action inside Home Affairs to ensure that your guidelines are actually being complied with by your officers who are assessing these applications?
So, Senator, I'll do that in a couple of ways. Firstly, I'll review the guidelines in relation to families, but of course, if none of the family members are Australian citizens or permanent residents, then that does change the scenario, and it may well be that in some cases it would be, given the issue dealing with minimising travel, it may be the case that decision makers are asking themselves why wouldn't the one person in Australia travel back to the other country. But look, I will though review the administrative guidance. I'll give you that commitment. We are in any event undertaking regular quality assurance reviews of the decisions that have been made. And of course, the ultimate delegate for this is me as the Australian Border Force Commissioner, but I am getting assistance, of course, from delegates in the Department of Home Affairs and the Australian Border Force in relation to managing the inbound and outbound exemptions processes. And I will give you that commitment to undertake that review.
All right, thank you, Commissioner. And I do appreciate that, and I'm sure that'll be appreciated by, you know, a number of the people who are still separated from their family.
ऐसे ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं।